As the father of two daughters in college, I know co-ed housing is a part of student life. It has been for decades, starting immediately after I graduated. Okay, but what about the latest twist? Not just splitting up dorms into separate rooms for males and females. Now some schools are putting kids in the same apartment or dorm room without any consideration of gender. NPR's Jack Sahora reports.
At night, Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania looks like a campus right out of Harry Potter. Some of the student housing are small cottages with big wooden doors. In one of them, a group of young men and women play cards. Most of them have lived together since last semester. 20-year-old Madeline Baldanzi shakes her head at all the old stereotypes.
They think that girls will have so many hair products, when in reality, you know, I have my shampoo and conditioner, whereas my roommate Alex has his curl-taming special hair stuff that he has to put on to make sure his hair looks perfect.
Five students live together. The guys sleep in the living room while the women sleep in separate bedrooms. In 2001, Swarthmore offered gender-blind housing on a limited basis. Now it's extended even to single-room dorms. Bigger schools are following suit, including the University of Michigan and the University of Pennsylvania. American University in Washington, D.C. will open a gender-blind dorm this fall. There's even a national student gender-blind campaign. David Norton co-founded the group. He started it after arriving at Guilford College in North Carolina.
I got there and my roommate didn't show up. And it just so happened that my best friend, who's a female, her roommate didn't show up either. We thought to each other, you know, why not room together? We've been friends since middle school. I'm openly gay, so we didn't have a problem rooming with each other regardless of, you know, our opposite sexes.
But Guilford doesn't offer gender-blind housing, and Norton's proposal was rejected. He says many students are in the same situation at other schools. While he stops short of calling their policies outright discriminatory, he says they're outdated.
Traditional rooming policies fail to recognize the experiences of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender students.
In fact, many schools say it's the gay, lesbian, and transgendered community that's pushing for gender-blind housing. Norton says it's an issue of comfort. Just like some heterosexual students might not want to live with someone of the opposite sex, not all gay and lesbian students want to live with someone of the same sex. But of the more than 2,600 colleges and universities, only a handful offer gender-blind housing. For some students, mixing genders in the dorms doesn't fit with their values.
As a Catholic school, cohabitation is just not something that we believe in.
At Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, a group of students who work for the school's housing department sit at a table in the cafeteria. Kim Cotterman studies politics. She says students aren't responsible enough to live with the opposite sex.
I think that when you have college students and college students tend to drink a little more, I think you're leaving a compromising situation open for something to potentially go wrong.
19-year-old Kellen Macbeth agrees. He says other schools can offer gender-blind housing, but it's not for him. He says it's a respect issue.
You know, you don't sleep in the same room with a girl because there is temptation there, and they are trying to instill sort of this respect for the opposite sex that can become diminished if you're, you know, always together, you're sleeping together, you're sharing the same bathroom and stuff like that.
I talked to administrators at several schools. Most of them said the biggest story is that there is no story. When students of different genders started living together, there was not a mad rush to do so. While parents feared their children were going to room with their boyfriends and girlfriends, the schools say students rarely wanted that kind of commitment. Jack Sahora, NPR News.